Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest the dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. March 26th, the second day of week 13 of the first quarter. A couple more days and the first quarter is going to be done and over with. I don't know. I'm looking pretty good. I'm feeling happy about what's going on. So let me quick take a look at where I am. Okay, I got 5 positions in this account. I haven't even opened up the second account. I really should open that one up. That way we can at least get that thing rolling. Okay, so let's just jump on in, get started, and see where we are. Comcast, first on the list. We're doing alphabetically, CMCSA. All right, last 30 days. I don't know why this tab is always in my way. Might have been an easier place to put it. Okay, today is the 26th. So we go back to the 26th. Here we go. 30 days ago today, Comcast was at 41.92. Looks like we just went sideways for a little bit, finding a bottom at 41.50. That was on the 7th of March. That was 3 weeks ago. 2 days late. I love that. 2 days from the bottom to the top. That must have been nice. So the top is 43.68. From there, nothing but down. Okay, but not huge. Because you get your 30-day bottom down here at 41.50. Okay, she closed yesterday at 42.64. Okay, now I'm at in Comcast at 43.42. Okay, well, don't really care. I'm just going to let it sit there. The only reason being is Comcast has over 65 million. You heard that right. 65 million subscribers on a monthly basis. That's nuts. But anyway, I'm just going to leave it where it is. Now, I did jump into some Ford. You'll notice if you've been following me, I jump into a Ford a lot. Why? Well, it's cheap, number one. Number two, the stock price is below the book value. Now, if you guys don't know what the book value is, that's if you take everything Ford owns, sell it at yard sale, you'll still get, I think it's like $14.40, I believe. I don't know. I could be wrong, but last time I checked, I think it was on the $14 area. All right, so 30 days ago today with Ford, where is it? Oh, wow. All right, there we go. Just had a hard time finding it, my goodness. All right, there we go. 30 days ago today, we're at the 30-day bottom, and that was 11.95. Now, listen to this for a second. 11.95, 30 days ago. 11.96, 29 days ago, and 11.96, 28 days ago. I'm pretty sure that's a good solid bottom. It is. But the 30-day top, basically the same thing, but a double top, 13.06 yesterday and last Thursday. Where should I go now? I don't really know. Okay, so I'm into Ford at 13.01. Okay, and I sold the, listen to this, the 12.82 call. Where did they ever come up with a number like that? My assumption is they had a double dividend a couple of weeks ago. They had the regular dividend, then they had what's called a special dividend. Kind of messed everything up, but the call is still 12.82. All right, JD, a newcomer. I don't ever remember buying JD before, but the numbers look pretty good. I don't like the choppiness of the chart, but everything looked good, so let's give it a shot. So 30 days ago, here we go. 30 days ago, we were at 23.77. A couple of days later, we bottomed out at 12.18. Now, from there, we went on a nice little roll, couple of gap ups to the 30-day top, which was 1 week later at 28.55. Went sideways for a bit. She dropped down on Friday. Even though it dropped down, it was still an up day, which means it was green. And then yesterday was all green. Okay, we still quite below the 30-day top at 28.53. So we closed yesterday at 26.80. All right, so where are we with JD? JD had jumped in at 27.05, sold off the 27s. Not in the money yet, but we're only 20 cents off. I don't really mind because I collected almost 60 cents per share. I'm okay with that. The stock's only 27. All right, Marvel. MRVL. Now, Marvel has got the dividend coming up in 3 weeks. this is going to stay on my list this week and next week because, you know, the premium was nice, so why not? 30 days ago. All right. 30 days ago, we opened up at 68.33. Took about a week to get to the top, a 30-day time frame. That's 85.76. And that was on the 7th. That was 3 weeks ago. From there, she just dropped. Last Tuesday, the 19th, we had the bottom at 63.46. Okay, we went up, a little bit of pullback, but had a green day on Friday and a green day yesterday. What's going to happen today? I don't know, but I'm kind of excited about it. So 66.12 is what we're at now. I jumped at 65.25 and I sold the 65s. A nice $1.38. That's over 2%. That's why she's on my list for this week and next week. 2%, I'll do it all the time. WBA. Now, this one seems to be lingering this year. I think we're in week number 10 or week number 11 of this one. But she keeps giving out 2% or more every single week. I got no problem holding on to it. All right. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 21.58. Dropped down a week later. Find the bottom at 20.42. A week after that, which was 2 weeks ago, not last week, but the week before, Tuesday, we are at, Monday, 21.18. No, sorry, 21.80. Yeah, that's right, 21.80. Now, from there, she drops down to a low at 20.46, and then just goes sideways. Okay, went sideways, a little bit of peak, a little bit of pullback, was sitting at 20.63. Now, I have no problem holding on to this for a while. I dollar cost averaged twice, and I am close to the bottom. Because now I have a limit on what I do when I dollar cost average down. Okay, I only do it twice, and that's what I did here. I jumped in beginning of February, bought 1,000 shares. Beginning of March, I bought another 1,000. And at the end of March, I bought another 2,200. So now I got a nice fat amount. At 21.98 is my dollar cost average, which I'm not that far off. 20.98. We're at 20.63 now. I think that's a good trade-off. But listen to this. I got 83 cents a share yesterday. I bought it $21, about 2,200 at $21. And I sold the 20.98. And I sold the 21s for 83 cents a share. Let me pull up my calculator because that one looks a little unrealistic. Okay. All right, I'm going to pull it up a different way. Here we go. Okay, 83 cents a share. And I bought it at 20.98. Now, I don't mind hanging on to Walgreens for a while because they have one in almost every major city. So I don't think they're going anywhere, even though I was told last night they're having a cash flow issue. Well, that's not what I'm hearing in the news. And like I said, until they start closing down stores and coming up with negative earnings and stuff like that, I'm going to just keep holding on to it. Because like I said, I don't mind holding on to Walgreens. All right, so that being said, that's it for this account here. Open up that second account in a little bit. Okay, now. Well, look at that. 9 minutes. I am basically done because there's not much more to take a look at. Not a lot going on a Tuesday. All my money is gone, so I'm perfectly fine holding on to where I am in the positions. I got three that are in the money and three that... Well, we all know what that means. I have three that are in the money and three that aren't in the money. Okay, that being said, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for a weekly cash flow and bring you along for the ride. I kind of like that new catchphrase. Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow. It's basically going to be the same thing again tomorrow, just going over the positions and where we are. So you guys have a great day. See you again tomorrow.